KO4 AOU standing by. KO4 AOU standing by.
AOU. KN4 VWA.
November. Yankee Kilo Flash Romeo 6-1. Repeater. The time is 1 p.m.
4 DWU. W1 RAR.
RAR. KN4 VWA.
Lost by 1. Sorry.
Happen again. What's up, Rich?
Should give you a call. I'm done with doctors for today. Had enough of them. So, we just, turn on the base.
It certainly sounds good. Is that 857?
It's the 857D. The only quirk, though, if I turn the squelch up so I hear silence, I don't get anything. I don't get any receive. I gotta have the squelch open in order to get receive.
Okay. Well, that's not the case on my mobile radio or my radio at the house. Of course, then again, I got an old ICOM 706 Mark IIG at the house.
Did this before. This is my older unit. This is a unit I probably had for about 15 years. This has a satellite update in it. For the satellites and all the other mods that can be done to these radios was done to this one. Always worked great. And I lost 2 meters for a while. That's why I bought the new one. And 2 meters just wouldn't work. But now it's working. But now with the squelch, that's an interesting one. I got to hook up on the power supply as a base.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you there. It sounds like you may have a problem in that radio as far as that squelch baseline. Well, okay. Well, I got all my junk done, and I'm sitting over here off of the end of Whitehorse Road waiting for a guy to get back so I can get my old car picked up.
Sounds good. Yeah, I kind of looking at this radio here, the one I got last night, and I just remember, I don't have an antenna tuner or an SWR meter, so I'm almost thinking about not hooking this radio up until I get one of them two.
Have you tried it on that antenna?
I was waiting for you. I was going to try the 857D on the, use the HF part of the radio, because, you know, this is all mode, all bands. So, I was going to give it a shot if you were around.
But, I haven't been able to get in that close, with mine because of that comet, but, I tell you what we'll do when I get back to the house, I'll try to get in, you know, and see what we can do, okay? Can you get your comet up?
I didn't know what type of radio you had in the vehicle, but if you're busy now anyway.
Into the weeds, bud. You got a lot of static. I could not understand you. Yeah, as soon as I get back to the house, we'll try my radio out and see if we can hit each other. Do you have your comet up?
The comet is up, and the J-pole is up. I'm working out the J-pole right now. Who's me again?
A phone call come in. The mechanic just that I'm using finally called and said he's on his way back over here. He didn't run over to his bank.
We sounded all right now. We hitting a repeater.
Yep, absolutely. So how does this radio sound? I'm down in the midst of a bunch of metal buildings.
You're perfectly readable. Quiet. You're all right.
Well, good. Well, like I said, probably about 6:30 or 7 o'clock tonight, I'll give you a holler on the 2-meter, and then I'll try to hit you on the HF. How's that sound?
What I might do now is switch over to HF and see if I do anything with the Yaesu, and just to make sure that comet's working, see if I can get anybody, hear anybody. What band do you think would be the most active right about now?
20 or 40, you know, we don't have a gray line we can work with yet. I'm thinking either 40 or 20. But, you know, you could try the 80.
All right, let me start out 80 and I'll work down the scale.
With either 40 or 20, I wouldn't bother with 10. 10 is just going to be dead right now. Either 40 or 20, and if I can't hit them, then I'd go to the 80.
If I get any contact, I'll let you know.
Roger. W1RAR. This is KN4VWA. Wait for a mechanic. Later on. Clear out your phone.
Talk to you soon. W1RAR. Will be Q something off to another frequency.
Copy, Mobile.